You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This just in, Michael Jackson's 15-year-old daughter, Paris, has been hospitalized following an attempt at suicide. This is according to TMZ. From what we understand this morning, Los Angeles County Fire Department had responded to a home in Calabasas, California, for a medical rescue. The call occurred in the middle of the night at 1:27 in the morning. They transported the patient to the hospital by 1:47. They responded to a call of an overdose. Now, according to her mother, Debbie Rowe. Now, remember, Debbie Rowe was married to Michael Jackson from 1996 to 1999 and is her biological mother. She said that her daughter did try to commit suicide. Apparently, a 911 caller stated that Paris had actually cut her wrists as well. The mother, Debbie Rowe, said that the teen had been going through a lot lately. From what we understand, Paris Hilton, I believe Paris Hilton actually lived, Paris Jackson. From what I understand, she had actually gone to my kid's school for a little while. We heard she was a phenomenal student. She was a great girl. She is a great girl. She is. It's a shame that, the loss of her father back in 2009, as well as everything that's been going on with the lawsuit, is putting her under this kind of pressure such that she thought she should take her life. From what we understand, some of her tweets recently had been a little cryptic. Apparently, she was typing the lyrics of the Yesterday song. You know, yesterday all my troubles seemed so far away, but now it looks as though they're here to stay. So she tweeted that. She also tweeted, I wonder why tears are salty. And unfortunately, thank God somebody was watching her in the middle of the night and was able to call. From what I understand, she is right now in the hospital. We don't know what state she's at in terms of her condition, but we'll keep you posted. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also pretty scary is this Philadelphia building collapse. From what we understand, 12 people as of now have been able to be pulled out from the debris. Many of them have been taken to the hospital. What we do know, though, is two are still left. They say two people are trapped beneath, quote-unquote, tons of rubble. After the collapse of a four-story building that was supposed to be ready for demolition in central Philadelphia. They say they have located the people inside. They are continuing to get them out, to try to get them out and get them into a hospital. From what we understand, they had emergency teams when they saw the rubble and they had heard at first notice that the building had fallen. And they immediately went, emergency teams that got there first, they were using their hands. USA Today is saying they were also using buckets with bare hands, moving bricks and rubbles, and were able to get the first 12 people out. From what we understand, these 12 people who were hospitalized have injuries ranging from minor to stable. So that's better news than expected. Mayor Michael Nuttler rushed to the scene at 22nd and Market Streets. He said everybody that was thus far taken to the hospital, stable condition. The four-story building had collapsed onto an adjacent two-story structure. And again, I don't know how much about why this building was about to be demolished anyway, where it was in terms of the red tape, and where it was when it was supposed to be demolished. We don't know why those people were there, if they were actual residents or people preparing for the demolition. Not sure, but either case, pretty scary stuff. We'll keep you posted on new developments of this as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also in news today that was kind of a little shocking, President Obama is picking Susan Rice, United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice, as his National Security Advisor. And then I guess we'll nominate Samantha Power, his former human rights advisor and an outspoken advocate of U.S. intervention in foreign crisis, to succeed Rice in her position. Now, Tom Donilon is the current White House National Security Advisor, plans to leave the post by July after more than 4 years. So Rice, who was actually in the middle of this whole Benghazi issue, from what I understand, does not need confirmation by the Senate. So, is this a political message to Republicans? I mean, is Rice qualified for the job? Of course, the biggest criticism that Republicans had of Susan Rice was she had in the early days of the Benghazi attack given us and the media wrong information. So if this is going to be our national security advisor, don't you think you would want somebody that doesn't mislead the American public or doesn't have wrong information? When, from what I understand, I think Obama had early on said it wasn't her fault. She basically reported what she was told. I believe that was the story we got. The next question is, well, then what does she do? Okay, I mean, is she a puppet? Does she just, read the script? Okay, we want to know that we have qualified individuals. Now, again, I've never worked with the White House staff, so I have no idea how much autonomy you have, how much you could use your intelligence and your background. Okay, she may be a brilliant woman. She may be actually really good when it comes to national security, but the government just doesn't allow her to do her thing. That could be one of the possibilities. But to me, that's so frustrating because we don't want a puppet of the government. We want people, especially in charge of our national security. This is the White House National Security Advisor. This is the one that tells the president whether we should go in or not, whether we should push the red button. So I hope she is qualified. Right now, I think nobody understands what her qualifications are and understands what her position is, because that Benghazi situation was a complete tragedy and a complete cluster. And either way, she didn't look good in the situation at all. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a British woman was temporarily paralyzed, and from what we understand, had been confined to a wheelchair for months after she had bitten by a mosquito in Australia. Days after she had been bitten, Miss Natasha Porter, being reported by Fox News, was a 23-year-old from West Sussex, England. She couldn't lift her arms, and then she became paralyzed from the neck down. She apparently had a condition called Guillain-Barré, which we've talked about, where it could be a reversible type of paralysis that happens when an antigen comes into your body and you get this allergic reaction to it. Your body's immune system, though, doesn't just fight the foreign antigen, but it fights itself. And, you know, she thought she was going to die. Pretty scary stuff. From what we understand, she has regained feeling, has now made a full recovery. We have no idea what type of mosquito that was, what was contracted to her. But I think it's time for us to review mosquito bites and how to protect yourself. Now, I like the CDC website. They give a lot of good information. You know, the first thing I suggest anybody to do is if you're going to be traveling this summer, all right, get your vaccines. Because remember, mosquitoes carry dengue fever, yellow fever, malaria, etc. And so I would suggest calling your local health department and finding out what vaccines you need. Now, some of you call your doctor, and the doctor may have up-to-date on you know, in terms of seasonal or epidemics on what to get. But if your doctor doesn't have that information, I usually tell people to go to the health department. Also, the health department will usually carry these types of vaccines. Not a lot of doctors stock yellow fever, etc. You know, those types of vaccines are very, very expensive. And usually they expire before the doctor has sold all his supply. And so many doctors' offices apparently don't have them. Depending on where you live, though, if you live in an area where you are around a lot of nature, you do have a lot of travelers, and maybe your doctor would stock them. But for the most part, I tell everybody to call the doctor or call the health department. Now, if you do know of certain epidemic diseases, you may also want to rethink your trip. Now, the CDC recommends that you be aware of peak exposure times and places. So, you know, we know a lot of the peak activity is during daylight hours, but for some, like the malaria mosquitoes, it's usually more twilight, like dawn or dusk. That's when they appear to be the most frisky. And so you need to kind of know where you are, and then depend on where, when you're going to hang out. I mean, if you like to sit outside and watch the sunset, like a lot of us like to do when we're on vacation, keep in mind, if you're in an area where malaria could be pandemic, that's probably not the best thing to do, or you want to probably be in some sort of a screened area. Also, remember, this is the time of year for ticks. We talked about ticks. Now, clothing always helps. You know, make sure you're in the long shirts, the long pants, tuck in the shirts, tuck in the pants into the socks. I would wear closed shoes instead of sandals if you can. And then, of course, you got the insect repellents and the insecticides. You could not only spray your mosquito spray, but you could also spray permethrin on the clothes. That gives added protection as well. Don't forget, after the kids play, check them for ticks. Check yourself for ticks. Ticks can give you illnesses like Lyme disease. You want to take the tick off. We talked about how to take the tick off, where you grab it by the body. Don't grab it by the neck. Grab it by the body and swiftly lift up. Okay? You don't want to start rocking it around and breaking parts of it off. Some of you say you light a match to its butt and it flings off. I'd be still very careful because you could still burn the person you're doing. So it's not something we doctors suggest. Now, bed nets. They go, if you don't think your area is properly screened or air-conditioned, then you need to use bed nets so that can hopefully prevent some of the biting insects. If they don't reach the floor, you need to tuck these bed nets under the mattresses. And you could also spray the bed nets down as well. You could even treat them with pyrethroid. That also prevents bugs from getting in. You know, we talked about malaria insects yesterday being attracted to foot smell. Now, the, you know, the stinky feet, stinky humans attract these malaria-infected mosquitoes that will blow the malaria into you as it's sucking your blood. So keep in mind that your smelly feet could be an issue, hence why you also may want to wear socks. Now, the CDC has added what to do for bed bugs. Now, bed bugs have kind of been resurging in, you know, hotels, motels. We have insecticide resistance, people having more and more luggage, bringing luggage, carrying it. Now, these bed bugs are kind of flat and small. They're brownish in color, but get reddish brown after they suck your blood. The problem is they could be anywhere from 1 millimeter to 7 millimeters in length. You may not even be able to see them. We do not think bed bugs transmit diseases, but they can cause rashes. They can cause dermatitis. They can cause allergic reactions. So they say, if you do travel, inspect the areas of the hotels or other unfamiliar sleeping locations for bed bugs. Look at the mattresses, the box springs, etc. You may need to bring a magnifying glass. Again, they're brownish and they're small. I always like to bring my own blankie and my own pillows, just because sometimes hotel pillows or motel pillows are very thick and they're very stiff, and I need my flatter pillows. Even though they aren't really good for the neck, I still use them. They say make sure your suitcases are closed when they're not in use and try to keep them off the floor. I know most of these hotels, they only leave, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're reviewing summer travel, how to prevent yourselves from mosquitoes and ticks and bed bugs, especially in light of this one woman becoming paralyzed temporarily after a mosquito bite. I know there's usually just that one little, pull-out stand that you can put a suitcase on. So when you got a family of four with four suitcases, where do you put the other suitcases? My then suggestion is when not in use, immediately zip them up and then put them upright so you don't get bugs climbing into them. Let me see. You know, some people will bring their own antiseptic wipes. That's always fine. That's fine, too. There's been some talk of using oil or lemon eucalyptus. That may cause bugs to go away. That's fine, too. Keep in mind, though, you know, follow the instructions on these labels of these insect repellents, okay? You know, you don't want to spray it on your wounds or irritated skin. You got to make sure you watch your mouth. You also want to make sure it's on skin exposed. They say don't necessarily put clothes on over the skin. Okay, like if you're going to be wearing clothes, you don't have to be completely naked and then spray yourself with it. Spray just what you need type of thing. Don't forget to wash your clothes. And they say most of these insect repellents can be used greater than 2 months. Okay, how would you protect an infant less than 2 months old? Make sure you have the netting. Okay, nice tight fit. They could still breathe through the netting. All right, so thank you, CDC. That was a great review of mosquitoes and how to handle the mosquitoes. All right, next subject. Okay, we were talking about sexual assault in the military. It was a pretty passionate discussion in the first hour. Well, we also have a report that Chinese police in China are telling women to not wear miniskirts or quote-unquote hot pants to avoid sexual transport on public transport. Apparently, transport and police bosses in Beijing have issued the guidance in response to increasing reports of women being subjected to sexual assault, groping, or covert filming on cell phones. You know, that's the newest thing now. People will basically hold their cell phone low and picture under the skirt, and then send that stuff on Facebook, etc. Not cool, pretty sickos. So according to the China Daily, they're saying women should not wear minimal clothing, such as miniskirts or hot pants, when taking public transportation, and should call police promptly if they are sexually assaulted. They're also recommending that these women do not sit on higher levels of buses and to stand on lower stairs to avoid being the target of inappropriate picture taking. If anybody does, they also say to shelter their bodies with bags, magazines, and newspapers. This is ridiculous that the police actually have to bring this up. Anyone caught harassing women faces a warning, fine, or up to 15 days in detention as punishment. Now, I see what kids wear. I see what grown-ups wear. Many of these things are pretty tawdry. All right, let's talk about that when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. Okay. I don't know how to word this without insulting anybody, but the question that we have here is, are some women well aware that they are tempting other people? And that are they expecting man or other people around them to go through such great feats to restrain themselves having that temptation, and these women don't care? Or are women that naive? Okay, you know, when we look at this case here where Chinese women have been warned by the police to not wear the mini skirts or the hot pants to avoid sexual harassment, all right, the question is, could anything a woman wear be considered too sexy, or are some of these clothes absolutely ridiculous? I don't want to bias the question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But, I've seen some of the clothes that people wear. For example, there was a religious occasion, and we were at this religious occasion, and, you know, when you think you're in a house of prayer, you would think that people would be appropriately dressed. And some of these girls who were 13 were in skirts that weren't just above the knee, they were below the pelvis. We're talking that high up. Now, and we're talking 13-year-olds. Now, the first thing I do whenever I see a 13-year-old dressed like that is I go, where the hell are the parents? How do the parents not think that that's inappropriate? Where the heck are the parents? Not to mention in the house of worship. And you see these kids dress, and I'm not saying these 13-year-olds are asking for it. I don't think they really realize the implications. I think a lot of young women, I went through the same thing. You know, we want it to look good. Okay, we want it to look cute. Certain half shirts where the belly button shows and things like that. We want it to look good. We want it to look sexy. But we did it. It's not that we were asking for it, so to speak, right? You know, so I don't really think many of these 13-year-olds are looking for sex. If they are, that's a whole new problem and a whole nother discussion for a different day. All right. But when you start having older girls that do know, okay, that do understand that a very, very short skirt can very easily allow certain people to see certain things. All right. Do they really still deserve the protection that our taxpaying dollars should go to? Do we have a right to urge them, if our taxpaying dollars is going to protecting them, to tell them, look, wear a longer shirt, wear a longer skirt? If something like this happened in America, where we asked girls to not wear short skirts, that would be a huge freedom of speech issue. All right? I get that. But how taxing is it on our first responders for them to deal with calls where these, you know, these women are getting photographed, they're being groped, etc.? Now, I'm not saying a woman who dresses conservatively won't get groped. Okay? I mean, you get, you know, I mean, if there's a person who commits sexual assault near you, I mean, you're at risk no matter what you're wearing. But, do authorities have the right to tell women to maybe dress a little more appropriately? Now, we do have restaurants that say no shirt, no service. Okay? Now, of course, that's geared towards men. Men can't just walk in without a shirt. Men have to wear a shirt. And we don't really seem to think that's an infringement upon freedom of speech. I mean, are we allowed to ask people to dress appropriately? I think we can. The only problem is then who though gets to decide what's appropriate. Okay, so for example, okay, you could be wearing a blouse where, because you're kind of big-chested, the buttons open up a little bit. Okay, does that mean you're wearing something inappropriate? I mean, where do you draw the line? How short is the skirt? I mean, I see kids at these schools where they wear uniforms, and it's very interesting. You're not allowed to manipulate the outfit. You're supposed to wear the uniform the way you're supposed to wear the uniform, but you do see certain things folded up. You do see skirts worn higher, so the skirt looks shorter. You do see certain things that, and I know usually schools that have dress codes still try to, you know, protect from that, like telling the guys they got to wear belts so their pants don't sag by their butt. The girl's skirt has to be at the knee level, etc. You know, they try, but I still see kids hike things up. And it's like, what are you doing? I mean, I don't know where we go from here, but we do know that certain issues are occurring now. We talked about sexual assault in the military. First hour, we had a very passionate discussion on that. And some people felt that women are a distraction for men in the military, that maybe the women shouldn't be there so that the men could concentrate and not be tempted and lured to do things. One called and said, you know, we're supposed to be making fighting machines. Okay, don't wussify them by telling them they can't touch, they can't look, they can't make jokes, etc. But then again, on the flip side, I want our soldiers to also have some self-control. I don't want them distracted by any means, but they also need to be able to have some self-control. If our military, with what's going on with sexual harassment in the military right now and sexual assault, if our soldiers can't control themselves around their comrades, then and elicit that self-control and display that self-control, how do I know they're going to be listening to their superior officers? Now, one of the female ex-military had called in saying it was her superior officer that would corner her and grope her, and there was nothing she could do about it. She could not go up the chain of command because the chain of commands were buddies. And she felt like there's you know, the old school ways that are in the military will make this unchangeable. And so then it brings the argument, should women in the military be completely separate from men? Okay? I mean, I don't think women shouldn't serve in the military. I don't think women should be separated from the men. But if we are at the point where women are not protected and they don't feel they could be protected, all right, is that a valid argument? Now, John McCain has been getting some criticism because he had suggested that women do not enter the military until the disgusting sexual acts have been eradicated. They say the rises in these cases could destroy the forces. The military does not want the regular judicial process to take over. They want to handle it themselves. But, of course, there's also the issue, like when our female listener called up saying, but the military doesn't handle it. You know, we may need things like the way it was done in Israel or other countries where you have outside sources being able to help. Now, you know, military leaders have already admitted that the sexual assault that's going on in the military is quote-unquote like cancer, and it could destroy the force. But they have rejected efforts by Congress to strip commanders of some authority of dealing with cases. Now, some of these cases include three Navy football players raping, allegedly sexually assaulting a female military personnel when she was intoxicated. She said she had no idea until she read about it on social networking sites. We had one who claimed she was groped in a parking lot. Another one had been, you know, groped, advanced, etc. So basically what we had talked about in the first hour is we do need to separate sexual harassment and sexual assault in terms of, like, if somebody makes a dirty joke around somebody, is that considered sexual assault? In many workplaces, it is. All right, but, I mean, in the military, I mean, should there be a set of punishments different, you know, from rape, from telling a dirty joke? But, I mean, if men can't control themselves these days, we got a huge issue. Not to mention women, too, sexually harassed. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654, or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is kind of an interesting headline. They say sperm is the new superfood. Female squid will eat the sperm for healthier eggs. Apparently, biologists have discovered that female southern bottletail squid eats the sperm of its male counterpart during the course of mating. I guess they've never seen cephalopods do this before, and cephalopods include squid, octopus, cuttlefish, and nautilus. Now, I guess there's other certain animals that do partake in imbibing sperm, etc. We won't go into that. Flies, even. Other types of marine animals, humans, but I don't want to go there. But they say that the female squid ingests the sperm in order to use the nutrients to aid in the growth of her unfertilized eggs. And I guess they say the findings have enormous implications for how males invest in mating opportunities, especially since smaller females tend to ingest more of the sperm than larger females. Okay, I don't know how much I want to go talk about this anymore. It was an interesting headline nonetheless. Guests located off the coast of South Australia in shallow coastal waters. The southern bottletail squid can be found in sandy habitats near seagrass beds. My guess is they usually try to eat on crustaceans, but if they don't get enough protein, not too sure. All right. Well, we really don't care about how these things mate, but kind of interesting. The reason why I brought that up is, I guess, is it Kim Kardashian who wants to eat her placenta? I got to tell you, these Kardashians are brilliant when it comes to getting publicity. I just think the content is a little off. I guess on Sunday's season premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I didn't know that show was still on, the 32-year-old reality TV star revealed that she might be interested in eating her own placenta after her baby girl is born because it could help her look younger. I am going to vomit. This is whatever. And, I really haven't had any patients that have done that. I know some people have buried the placenta. I always thought that the placenta was used in hospital jello. No, that's disgusting. All right. But the reason why there's even a discussion of placenta and consuming placenta is because they say it helps postpartum depression because of the high degree of hormones. In fact, they also think that there are certain components of the placenta that also help with pain. They say in ancient Chinese medicine, placental extracts are commonly mixed with herbs, according to Fox News, taken to relieve pain, stimulate milk production, and even cure impotence. Now, most animals actually do, eat their own placentas. It's something that we do see in nature. Humans don't. But a lot of animals do. You know, when there's an afterbirth, the animals eat it. And we think there's an evolutionary reason for it. One is the nutritional value, like the iron and the B12, and then the other is getting the hormones. But, for us, usually we give birth and we want a steak. I did. I had my husband go to Outback Steakhouse and get me a prime rib, small size. And I had him smuggle it into the hospital so I could eat some prime rib. That's what I wanted. I just wanted meat. No, would not have eaten placenta. Okay, can we move on, please? Johnson & Johnson is recalling birth control. A birth control pill called Cylest. 32 million packages. Apparently, there was, some quality control that showed that one of the pills did not have, the amount of hormone that should have, from what I understand. They still say it's safe and effective, but I guess one of the internal reviews showed something was a little off. So where this is significant is Johnson & Johnson has been the one that has been dealing with a lot of recalled over-the-counter drugs, recalled contact lenses, heart devices, insulin pump cartridges. So they've been definitely having some issues. Apparently in March, the Johnson & Johnson's LifeScan unit recalled and replaced nearly 2 million blood glucose meters because they had some failure to operate properly at extremely high sugar ratings. Yeah, so they've been having some issues. Also been having some issue is the energy drink world. A new study has come out saying that energy drinks are no better than regular, quote-unquote, like caffeinated drinks. So these vitamins, etc., doesn't really make it healthier. From what they did with studies, they examined participants' brain activity while they performed a task that designed to require attention. They looked at how fast the brain responded to a change in letters appearing on a computer screen. Before the task, participants consumed 8 ounces of either water, water with caffeine, or water containing the energy drink 5-Hour Energy. The caffeinated drinks were adjusted so that they had the same amount of caffeine per pound of participants' body weight. All the drinks were colored blue, so they didn't know. They found no difference in brain activity between those who consumed the caffeinated water or those who consumed 5-Hour Energy. Now, 5-Hour Energy, the little 2-ounce bottle, has about 215 milligrams of caffeine, which is equivalent to about 2 cups of coffee. Now, the problem I have with a lot of these caffeinated drinks, etc., is you don't sip them like a hot cup of coffee. You down them pretty quickly. So I get a little nervous about the big caffeine bolus and how that can, unfortunately, can cause heart problems. Sometimes these companies sell these five-hour energy drinks or these energy drinks that have vitamins, etc., taurine, L-carnitine, ginseng, yohimbine, and sometimes some of these things could also affect the heart or possibly have other issues. So, there's some back and forth on this study. Maybe the study should have lasted longer. Maybe they should have looked at more participants, etc. But, keep in mind, everything is going to caffeine now. We're going to have caffeinated toothbrushes, caffeinated gum. All right, just, check with your doctor. Make sure your heart can handle these things. Okay, now, parents had, I guess, found that their son had some strange behavior. And from what I understand, the Lamar family, all right, found, I guess, a receipt for an assault rifle in his pocket. I guess the shotgun was about $865. The mom, Trisha Lemers, found the receipt for it in her, quote-unquote, mentally ill son's pocket. Apparently, he was able to buy the shotgun from a Missouri Walmart. He also bought a butcher knife, Halloween mask. He later told his parents he had picked out an employee who he was going to follow into the back of the store and kill after watching Halloween because the Michael Myers character got him thinking. The family called the police, and they turned their son in to the police. They're feeling guilty about it, but it was the right thing to do. From what we understand, when they had checked him into mental institutions, he could only stay up to 4 days at a time in the past, which is the legal limit without a court order. They didn't realize how serious his condition was, despite spending over $50,000 on medical bills, so they did turn him into the police. And he's had a variety of different diagnoses, anywhere from schizophrenia to bipolar to Asperger's. But because he recently purchased two assault rifles, 400 rounds of ammunition, and he admitted that he was actually going to do a shooting spree, he's now in the authorities' custody. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. A lot to talk about tomorrow. Please be safe out there. God bless.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.